Tony, your team has won 4-1. What did you make of them?
Well, I think they worked extremely hard, as we've been talking the last week or so to you. It's, you know, the default position is maximum effort every single game, maximum intensity, and let the football take care of itself. I think this is what that league's about. We have to make sure every team we play knows that they're in a tough football match first and foremost, and then hopefully we've got enough quality you know, to make the difference. And today, you know, Alexis Mulgrew can do that. There's not many people in this league can do that. It's not as if he's only done it once. He does it quite frequently. Delighted for Dominic at the end. I thought he worked fantastically hard today. You know, he's very focused and single-minded at the moment, and hopefully that continues and the goals keep coming.
Are your chats with him going down well? You mentioned it a couple of weeks ago that you're always in his ear.
Yeah, listen, I think he's a young lad who just needs, not teaching football, that's wrong, but knowing what's required, really. I think he needed to find that extra little bit of bravery to know he's going to get some heads in the back of his head. He has to be brave to make first contact on long goal kicks and stuff. He has to score with his head, which he has a couple of times. And travelling with the ball, a centre-forward who keeps stopping it every time it comes up to him with his back to goal, generally, you know, pretty ineffective, always passing it backwards. And he's, today you could see his first touch, he's taking him across the pitch, leaving defenders behind him, setting it off, still running, getting slid back in. No, it looks like a centre-forward now, I think, and, you know, hopefully he'll get the benefits as the season unfolds.
The equaliser came totally against the run of play, didn't it? And what a terrific reaction from your players. 4 minutes between 1-1 and going back in front.
Listen, it's... I think they've felt the negativity, really, of the first couple of games and and trying to deal with the expectation of this club. I've talked to you long and hard about... Now, we've got a lot of players here whose salaries halved over the summer and are disenchanted and didn't necessarily want to stay. And we've got brand new players who've come in and don't know the expectations of this club. It's not easy to set the bar right off for the group of players that are gelling together every day in training. And I'm hoping that it's starting to fall into place. You know, even though we lost midweek, I thought they worked extremely hard. I thought they worked extremely hard at Bradford. And today, to get a result at home where it's not been easy for us to get results for a few years is... was good today. There's an international break, and then we got two really tough away games against what you would call really hard northern grafting football teams, and so we'll see where we are on the back of them two.
You made the changes second half and brought Gladwin and Chapman on, and they were heavily involved in the fourth goal, and it was just terrific one-touch football, wasn't it?
Well, I thought as they were chasing the game, really, and started to push forward a little bit more at 2-1, we just needed to put some more legs and athleticism and speed, really, on a counter-attack on the pitch. And as teams do push on against you, there's more space. I think Ben's still finding out. All he hears is my voice screaming at him in his ear to get hold of the ball. He has got amazing talent. When I watch him in training, he just needs to find the confidence and belief that, and show the people, the supporters, what he can achieve and what he can do. It might take a bit of time. He's got to have some good games, build his confidence off the bench, I think. Young Chapman, that's two games on the bounce where he's looked exceptionally good in small spells, in sparks, really, of how fast and direct he is. So, you know, we need to utilise those qualities. Today they paid off for us, them changes, but, you know, I did feel as if we needed to, you know, be attritional, and I think Bennett and Conway bring attrition, hard work, grittiness, in those areas that are crucial to the team. And I'm happy. We won 4-1, we move on, it's 3 points in the bag, and that's what's all important.
Just a final one, if I may, Tony. There's a couple of players who have started today who'll be going away now to play for their countries, but you are back here again on Tuesday night. Is it a good opportunity to see some players again on Tuesday that maybe you haven't seen yet, although you have mentioned you've seen the majority of your squad due to it being so small?
Yeah, listen, it's an interesting choice for Tuesday night. You know, it's not our main priority this year, and yet you have to respect the competition. You have to play so many players who played today. I have to pick and choose which ones they're going to be, because there was a huge work ethic put in there tonight and on Wednesday night, and so we need to try and protect. You can see the results of the under-21s at the moment. They're doing fantastically well. We won away at Southampton again last night, so it might be a day to come and have a look at some of them. And obviously we have to play, I think, a minimum of four players who played today, so we can sprinkle some young ones around that and see how we go on Tuesday. But you know, we'll be trying to win every game, as we do, but it will be an opportunity for some younger players.